$10,000 on my head is disrespect. So offended that I had to double check. I'ma always take the money over sex. That's why they need me out the way, what you expect.
Here we go.
Got a lot of blood and it's cold. They keep trying to get me for my soul. Thankful
Dolphins
for the women that I know. Can't go 50-50 with
here
no
we go.
Hope. Every month, I'm supposed to pay her bills and get her what she want. I still gotta...
Welcome to the podcast. We're going to talk some shit. We've just, in the past 2 days, we have watched the preseason game versus Baltimore. We have some words that need to be spoken against the fucking turd squad of the year. So, Dad's in the house. We're sipping light, little Jaeger, just a little bit of something. Dad, you in here? You here?
Hey, Dolphin fans. Welcome, Dolphin fans. All fans.
We're here to talk the real story of what's going on. And it's been a quiet subject in Miami, and things need to be discussed.
Yes,
so.
Yes it does. I mean,
we just finished the Baltimore game, and we are disgusted in many different ways, from starting with the defensive coordinator and the defensive play calling, and watching RG3 dot us in the fucking eye and just treating us wrong. And then, you know, you talk about Tannehill not executing in the red zone. Everything goes along with that. Huh. And we look like a very terrible organization. Tannehill's sixth, seventh year as a Dolphin, and he doesn't know how to hold the ball in the rain. In a preseason game,
let's say we look like 4-12.
We look very bad to start
and
off.
And I hate to say that because I've been a Dolphin fan for, let's see, 42 years.
Bottom line is I think it's 2 weeks to the season now, and we are looking at a lot of problems, and the only highlight we have is Kiko going the wrong sidelines and looking like he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing, and basically the anchor to our defense doesn't know what he's doing in preseason. So we can ride on that going into the season, but the bottom line to this podcast is we are going to talk the shit that people need to hear for the Dolphins.
Well,
because
boy, it's
people,
called Dolphins Real Talk.
But the bottom line is people want to hear the good stuff, but the bad stuff needs to be said, and that's what the fuck we're here for. We're going to tell you how the fucking shit rides. The real deal is we're looking at maybe 5 to 7 wins because Gase didn't want to go out and get a quarterback to compete with Tannehill.
Tannehill, it's his sixth
or seventh year as a Dolphin. He doesn't have anybody out there competing with him, fighting for the job. I'm fine with him staying this year, but there's nobody else out there to fight with him and put the pressure on him as well.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. And one thing I will tell you, boy, is he loves to pad his stats. You can look at his stats and you would think that we would win every game of the year. But he does 2 and 3 yard, 5 yard passes to get his 10, 12-yard completions.
But that a lot of people would say that is an effect of the Gase offense of not having plays going downfield, third down bubble screens, just trying to play a Patriot offense with a shitty-ass quarterback. That's basically what we're trying to do. And Gase can do that, but not with Tannehill, because Tannehill sucks.
Not ever. No. Imagine if... No. Let's say, I mean... I would say right now, cut Brock Cockswaller and cut old St. Nick Fales and let's make a move for Teddy Bridgewater. Like, in a second.
No, I agree. I don't think that I think the second and the third quarterback is a long stretch to be worried about. But what I know is we should have a quarterback in there to compete. Whatever it takes to get Bridgewater, we should be fighting to get him in there. Because Tannehill is comfortable. He likes going out there and knowing that there's nobody else to compete with him.
And he goes into the complex like early and leaves late. And understand, that doesn't mean a freaking thing if you cannot compete on Sundays. Boy.
At what point do we sit back and say, this 6 years, 7 years of a fight with this guy is enough? And I get we've had coach changes the whole way of his career, but you have to come in and say that that's just been enough. Like, this guy can't do what we're looking at doing. We need to get somebody in there to fight with him or get him the fuck out. It's that fucking easy.
And he also has a paper knee. Like, the first person that hits him.
It could be that. It could be that. In a
that
split second.
It's going to tear his paper knee.
It could be that in a split second. Then we go back to thinking this, the first game we like against the Panthers, we looked like shit. Our defense showed up after the McCaffrey 71-yard run, and
yeah, after
we looked good after that, which is fine. We can give like a mistake play, and you know, McCaffrey's a stud, give him that, you know, whatever. But at the end of the day, it's all about execution. It's all about our defensive coordinator to know what the fuck he's doing. Our guys aren't in place. There's no discipline. There's flags. We're getting flags on defense, on offense. We don't know where we're supposed to be lined up at.
No, we don't. And I'm going to be the first one to say, like, Kroll should have been fired. The first move that should have happened was Kroll should have been fired. Like, Burke. Our defense Burke. Is terrible. Yes.
Matt Burke should have been fired.
Yep.
That's we have a basic 4-3 defense, and our linebackers are not playing good. Our interior defense is very bad.
They don't know where
our edge rushers, we're kind of deep at edge rushers, but we have no interior defense. That people run right down our fucking throat, and they make us feel it. Our secondary can play ball, but our defensive coordinator doesn't even know to put Minka as a safety. They want to put him as a nickel corner.
Our secondary is really good. Like Minka, like Bones, Howard. Like they are top tier, like in the league. We should be able to put like a front five or four and linebacker three or two to put pressure and know where things are going. Like, we have that talent. We've got Gotchow,
Phillips,
Harris
on the edge. We've got edge rushers. Our interior defense is very bad, but It's a big, everything is a big problem on defense. Our offense can't stay on the field, so our defense is gassed every time they touch the ball. And it's
well, they stay out there the whole first quarter or the whole second quarter. Like, you've got to have sustained drives, either that or a couple play offensive driving, like score a touchdown. Like, that's fine.
I like to touch on things when Ndamukong Suh likes to comment on the NFL's Instagram tweet of Christian McCaffrey going 71 yards, and he likes to make fun of the Dolphins defense with comments and then a shoulder shrug emoji. Nothing disgusts me more than that, and if anybody allows him in the across the border,
$100 million
of Florida,
we paid him.
We should make sure that he never comes back in Florida. He is a sack of fucking shit. He proved it over the years. He loved collecting his money, and what he did was absolutely fucking nothing for the money we paid him. He was a sack of shit, and he doesn't deserve anything. If any of the Miami fans out there want to try to praise him or talk good, like he did great, he did good, or he took double teams, fuck you. Because he didn't do shit for us. He got paid like he was a savage. He didn't do a fucking thing. He did. He made two or three highlight plays. Give me highlight plays. Tell me highlight plays. Let's talk that business. You don't want to talk that. Get that fucking fat sack of shit out of there. He didn't deserve any money he got. And if he crosses the border of Florida, somebody take care of his fucking ass. We got plenty of boats. We got plenty of cement. We can tie his bitch ass up.
Guys, this is true talk coming at you. Like, if you don't like it, cut it off. But this is Dolphins true talk coming at you.
Listen, this is what it is. We're going to give you 15 to 30 minutes of just... Listen.
Straight.
We have all, as fans, we have dealt with this shit for a long time. Nobody wants to talk real shit.
No.
Nobody wants to talk real shit. That's God, what the fuck no. We're here for. We're tired of fucking dealing with it. We're tired of hearing it from other people, and I'm tired of being optimistic. We need to fucking get these motherfuckers out of here. Cut them. Get rid of them.
Start over like filling. Hey, let's start over like filling. Hey, I thought like Philly was dead, but they got a great coach and they got great like assistant coaches, and they started over like. Folks, I mean, it's not looking good at all for the Dolphins 2018 season. I'm going to say, like, I'm not even going to bring up other coaches because it doesn't mean anything. We have to go from today, and we have to build on what we have today.
The bottom line is Gase has this year. Left. This is it for Gase. And what Gase has, I'd be willing to accept 10 wins from Gase, 9 to 10 wins. If we win 9 to 10 games under Tannehill, 7th year, injured, fucking being a below average quarterback, if we get that from what we have, I'm willing to keep Gase around, but at this point, we just need to fucking cut. We need to cut ties with all these guys because nobody's a leader. We don't have any leaders. Nobody wants to go out and say you don't work. You suck. We got rid of Landry. We got rid of Ajayi. We got rid of fucking Pouncey.
Yes, we do, and we had to get rid of some of them, and some of them were a great. Like, we had to do that because, yeah, we cannot pay wideouts like $80 million. Like, that's not, no. That's not even possible.
No.
We're getting ready to wrap up here, guys. I mean, we got another minute and a half, minute and 20 seconds. Like, what I'm going to say is, like, the 2018 season is not looking good at all. I mean, as a Fins fan for, as I said, a long time, I mean, I think if we could get 8-8 would be great, but I don't see it at all. Moves were not made in the offseason. Our defense last year and the year before. Vance Joseph was the defensive coordinator, and he was our defensive coordinator. And we were ungodly terrible. And we picked up this other guy. And we need to remove them and get an experienced defensive coach in there. Like, I don't know why that did not happen. I'll leave it off to you, boy, for the last minute.
But I agree. I think that Burke had a year, and look, you can't do a lot with a year, but we had a lot of talent, and you know, our offense didn't help because quite frankly they were on the field most of the time, defense was. But at the end of the day, like, we have too much talent to sit around and say we can't be one of the last teams in the NFL in defense overall. We have studs left and right. We have studs that are next
level. We have wolves. Wolves.
Yes.
Attackers.
But the bottom line, like, look, this is our first podcast. We're out here to talk real shit. We're out here to speak.
Dolphins Real Talk coming at you, guys.
We're out here to speak what nobody wants to talk about. Nobody wants to talk about real shit. So, look, we're going to be here. We're going to be throwing out these podcasts left and right. Dolphins Real Talk, you can hit us up. We're going to get an Insta page. We're going to get Twitter. We're going to be out here. So, look, tweet us our comment. Tweet us any comments you feel, because, fuck, man, I want to hear the shit. I want to hear the stress,
yes.
Because, look, we're all dealing with it.
No, I live with it.
I love it.
We live with it.
I love it. I want to hear it, because we're all fucking dealing with it deep. Because we've been dealing with it
for so long.
And look, people need to hear it. So fucking tweak that shit. Love it. Like it. Whatever. We are out here to fucking speak the truth of the Dolphins. And some people can't do that. So that's what the fuck we're out here to do. So
fuck every talking head. Like on whatever channel they're on. I'm not even going to say it, because I hate to give them credit. No, we're coming at you, True Talk. This is Dolphins True Talk coming at you. Boy, I mean, what did you think about last night's basically scrimmage with Baltimore?
Overall, we look like shit. We had the one drive with Tannehill hitting Amendola, and that was great, but. We have, like, Tannehill couldn't hold the ball. Like, we hiked it, and he decided to drop it. That's in our house. With rain. And the only equivalent I can make is if Brady had home game in the snow, and we had fucking they had the Rams visiting, and Brady didn't know how to hold the ball. Like, what the fuck? What is home advantage? Like, what the fuck is it?
Understand
the elements. Why are we practicing outside? If we are, then why is Gase not in Tannehill's ass? Why is Gase not fucking telling him, dude, if you can't hold the ball, get the fuck out of the game? I would like to see a guy out there that's willing to do the right things.
I'm with you. Like, I'm with you, and I am not with that. I think we phrase dink and dunk, you and I. Now I hear everybody using, I am so sick of that dink and dunk. If you don't chuck it long, even if you throw it out of bounds, you keep people honest. Like, you don't have everybody playing up. Like, you have to chuck it long. Doesn't have to be a touchdown. Throw it out of bounds. You cannot do the dink and dunk. Everybody's playing on it. I'll give it to you, boy, for the last minute. Nice talk to you guys.
No, there's no Dolphin last minute. Let me control the last minute. Let me control the last minute, because I'll talk for fucking days on this shit. I have a lot of fucking stress to relieve on these fucking Dolphins, because we all do. We all fucking do. I will talk this shit all day. I understand this shit to a T. That
me too.
We have dealt with Tannehill for too long. We have dealt. Look, Gase. We had 2016 season, and Gase managed a year that we made the playoffs from hell, and nobody knows fucking how we did it. And we did it. We pulled games out late that nobody could dream of, with field goal kicks and fucking, you know, last minute drives, and you know Tannehill deserves a little bit of that. But Gase was the architect of that fucking deal, because nobody else could do it before Gase.
How about Jay Cutler? I just need to, like, hey, what is your opinion on Jay Cutler?
I don't have an opinion on Jay Cutler. I have an opinion on Jay Cutler just as much as I have Ndamukong Suh.
Okay.
I'm done with those fucking people. And I hope I never hear the name. I'm excited to never hear the name again. But as far as I'm concerned, we have so much work to do. I think
I think
we have one more preseason game. I don't think it's two. I think
we do, one. But nobody's going to play.
Yeah,
nobody's going to play.
That was such a big game against Baltimore to show that we at home that we can fucking hold our own. And we look like shit. And we have
We had Bobby Griffin the third, aka Bobby Three Sticks, dot in our eye. A guy who should not even be in the league right now, and he was out there like commanding control of us. That is not acceptable. That's what our whole game plan should have been. Like, that's not acceptable for a guy who should be out of the league, like, taking control. Not only taking control, like, Dylan being Bobby Three Sticks.
Bobby Three Qs?
Yeah.
No, it's so, like, we all know what's coming. It's so... We all know it. We can feel it because after these first three preseason games, we're sitting here like, what the fuck have we seen? We've seen Tannehill for the first time get in the end zone against Baltimore before having very terrible drives, not executing anything.
One touchdown.
There's no commanding the huddle. You don't see people looking at Tannehill saying, like, man, like, we're inspired by this guy. Like, we can't wait to fucking play with this guy. He's going to show us the way. He's going to
A
fucking disgrace. Like, get that fucking sack of shit out of my huddle. I don't want to see him. Get him out. Get him out. Get them all out of there. I'm done with
it. I mean, guys, and do you know he's got a paper knee? Like, he has had two ACL tears on his paper knee. Like, how good is he going to be?
We're looking at now, I mean, it took us 6 years to get to the point of, like, Gase finally making an offensive game plan to get us to the playoffs, which was a miracle from the start. And then he gets injured, and now he's coming back. And we're trying to rely still on this guy as if he's fucking somebody. At some point, we just have to understand that, like, not only is that a problem of Tannehill, we don't have anybody behind him to fight. We didn't even want to go out and draft. We didn't want to go out and grab somebody to fight with him. We're actually saying he is our guy, and he's going to stay healthy, and he is going to fucking take us wherever our goal is. Our goal, whatever the fuck that could be, like, as if we're going to talk about Super Bowl. Like, our goal is to win a Super Bowl.
Our goal is every year to win the Super Bowl. I don't give a shit, boy. I know you're
dumb. I agree. But, like, is that like a talk? Is that like a talk inside the organization? Like,
No.
We got Tannehill back.
I know a fraud. I know a fraud. And that's that number 17. I know a fraud when I see one. That is a guy who loves to not throw interceptions, but keep his completion rate up, so it looks like he's good.
Yeah.
And we lose.
Yep.
We lose 70% of the games. Like, I know a fraud when I see one. And also, this fraud has a paper knee.
He'll be the first to take a sack, then throw an incompletion. Dolphins fans, I will keep talking. I will tell you this every fucking time we go on this podcast. Watch Tannehill when he's dropping back, and he does a 3-5 step drop, and he has pressure off the edge, and he knows somebody's coming. He won't throw the ball out of bounds taking that incompletion. He will take the 6-yard sack because, first of all, he didn't want the stat of an incomplete. He doesn't want that.
He'll blame it on the offensive line. That goes on the offensive line.
He does not want that.
Like, no. That's
what he wants. Is he wants the stats, and he wants to take that 6-yard loss. He loves to take that 6-yard loss as yes. opposed to throwing that incompletion and getting a 2nd and 10 as opposed to a 2nd and 16 exactly. and trying to manage. Fuck that guy. We all need to be done with that fucking guy. He is a fucking little prick. He hasn't done shit for us other than the 1 year that was a miracle for him to randomly take us to the fucking playoffs. We're done with him. We're done with fucking Gase. We're done with the fucking defensive coordinator. We need a clean house. We're fucking done with everybody.
This is Dolphins True Talk coming at you guys. Hey, we're telling you like it is, and a lot of it is not okay. It's not kosher. It makes you feel uncomfortable, but that's what we're here to do.
Look, we're here to be honest. Like, if you want to hear optimistic shit, go find another podcast because we're not here to talk.
Oh, yeah.
Look, and honestly,
turn on ESPN.
And honestly, if we come out week one against Tennessee and we play like Tannehill comes out 4 fucking touchdowns and no picks and our defense plays lights out, we'll be the first ones to come on the podcast and talk good shit, say, we were fucking wrong. I can't wait to see what we do against Darnold and the Jets when we go up there. No. We will be the first ones to say we were fucking wrong.
Waving a Tanny shit.
We'll have a Tanny old jersey on. But guess what? We got so much goddamn work to do. I'm done. I'm done with the guy. I don't think he can take us where we want to go. Every year we should be looking at the goal is the end game is to win a fucking Super Bowl. Can Tannehill win you a Super Bowl? No. No. He cannot fucking win you a Super Bowl.
Well, I mean that's true talk coming again. At you. Dolphins True Talk coming at you. Like, to imagine that Tannehill could win, this is also like knowing the elements in South Florida like I do. He fumbled twice against the Ravens because it was raining. Like, this is our house, guys. This is our advantage against other teams. Like
the heat and the and the rain.
Oh, absolutely.
We don't have much. We don't have much as an advantage. But when you do have it, you have to take it.
That's a huge advantage though. That heat, humidity, rain. Like and I see this guy come out and he is not at all. I don't even think he wants to play in it. Like, but
he looks like he's trying to collect a check to me and try to get by. Just do what you can.
Well, he's collected like 87 or 89 million from us, to be exact. And he's won, I think, I'm not even going to guess. I'm going to say off the top of my head, I think he's won 22 games over
he's won
6
over
years.
That. He's won over that. But, look, we're not going to be much of a stat. We're not going to be a stat podcast. But
no.
We're just
going
to tell you what our eyes see. What our eyes tell you is this. Our eyes tell you that Tannehill will not win us a Super Bowl.
True talk.
What is our end goal? Win a Super Bowl. Tannehill's not going to win a Super Bowl. Gase, look, this is his 3rd year as a coach. We had the Cutler last year. We had no bye week because of the hurricane. We had everything that go against us last year, and I get it. But this year, Gase needed to prove us that we trust you. We need everything out of you. We need you.
Well,
to
he needed
coach.
To get a quarterback.
Yeah.
To even to push Tannehill. Mm-hmm. He needed to draft a quarterback. Mm-hmm. I mean. I think that's what all true Fins fans knows. Fins up.
I agree. And look, you know, this is it. Like, this is Dolphins True Talk. Like, we're out here to fucking give you the real shit. Okay, we're gonna get out here on Instagram. We're gonna be on Twitter, and you can fucking email or direct message or fucking tweet us.
It's not gonna be comfortable.
Tell us. The stresses. This is real. This is fucking real shit. We want to hear it. We're going to talk about it. We're going to fucking take everything to an account. And we're going to fucking... We're going to take everything to account and comment on that shit. next podcast. We're going to be out here and look, fuck, hey, it's all fins up here. Don't get it twisted. It's fins up.
Oh.
We're repping. We got the fucking flags out. Oh. We got the fucking jerseys on.
We got Super
Bowls.
We're
prepping.
Hey.
We're ready. But we need to talk real shit. Nobody wants to talk it, and that's what we're here for. So we're going to be back. We ain't going nowhere.
No.
We're fucking here to stay.
And absolutely.
We love everybody who fucking feels the same way because nobody wants to talk it.
We love all Fins fans. Don't matter. Like, we love all Fins fans. Like,
yeah.
It don't matter.
Look, like,
we're going to talk to the Fins fans who want to hear to talk. Right?
That's what we're out here for. There's nothing more than that. It's just.
No. There is nothing.
Look, the real Dolphins fans that have been put up with this shit for a long time, they're feeling the way we feel, and they want to hear this shit. They don't want to hear fucking, you know, like Gesicki and, you know.
Yeah. He got 2-3 passes thrown to him. No, bullshit. I don't want to hear it
prove
again.
Prove me shit. I don't, like, look, we want to be optimistic about Gesicki and all these guys, but we got to see shit, you know. It all goes back to the quarterback.
And again,
because
he goes
quarterback
back
has to
17.
Throw it to him. He's a fucking sack of
say
shit.
It. I'm not going to say
look,
his
Minka
name
Fitzpatrick
ever
is a fucking stud. We know that. He's going to be a guy.
He's a man.
That's the only good pick that we've ever had.
He's a man.
So,
well, I mean, we've had other great picks, but I mean, Minka's a man.
It's been a long time
Bones,
since we picked somebody as good as
Bones, Johnny Bones Jones is a man.
So, look, Dolphins real talk. We're checking out, and we appreciate you listening. We want to hear everything you have to fucking say.
Every
shit,
comment, guys, please, like,
fill us in on your fucking feelings, because we're out here, we're feeling the same thing. Fins up.
Oh,
look,
we got
one more preseason game. We got 2 weeks before the regular season. Fuck Marcus Mariota. Fuck Sam Darnold. Fuck Tom Brady.
Fuck all of them.
We're out here to fucking hunt, baby. Robert Quinn. Fucking.
Let's go.
The whole unit.
Gotcha.
We're out here to get them.
Let's go.
Let's get them.
Gotcha.
Cam Wake. Fucking. Hopefully, Branch comes off his fucking little saddle horse of fucking little fashion week and shit.
Yes.
Little fucking prick.
Absolutely.
Work. Go to work. I don't want everybody like you little fucking little piece of shit suits. Wear fucking nothing, you little fucking sack of shit. Go to work.
Yes.
It's time to work. We're fucking Dolphins fans. We're checking out. Love you.